City officials are pressing ahead with a plan to link Hiawatha Highlands to downtown and the waterfront. At its most recent meeting, City Council agreed to transfer $250,000 of city tourism funds to support the construction of a recreational bridge in Wishart Park, connecting Hiawatha to the Hub Trail on 3rd Line. Tourism Sault Ste. Marie, in collaboration with the city, is enhancing Wishart Park by adding outdoor recreation play equipment, interpretive signage, boardwalks for wildlife viewing, and a recreation bridge and multi-use path, said Travis Anderson, the city's director of tourism and community development. Outdoor adventure and trails are proven destination drivers that align with Destination Canada's and Destination Ontario's priorities, Anderson said in a report prepared for Mayor Matthew Shoemaker and city councillors. Furthermore, the enhancements to Wishart Park align with Tourism Sault Ste. Marie's strategic plan, which identifies this outdoor adventure as a competitive advantage and has set an aspirational goal of being Ontario's premier urban outdoor adventure capital. Creating a linear connection between Hiawatha Highlands and our downtown waterfront is key to achieving this goal, as is the construction and installation of a recreational bridge crossing the Root River. Once installed, the bridge will allow cycle tourists, hikers, and other trail users staying at local hotels and other accommodations to access Hiawatha Highlands from anywhere in the community. The connection increases the appeal of our outdoor recreation assets, as visitors can participate in all the amenities the community offers without using a car. The project is expected to increase the duration of stays and visitor spending in the community, Anderson said in his report. The money won't come from the tax levy, but from the municipal accommodation tax paid by visitors to the city. Anderson says the new bridge arrived at Wishart Park in January and is slated to be installed in early March. Tourism Sault Ste. Marie has incurred costs associated with its construction and further costs will follow its installation, he added. Other briefs from City Council's most recent meeting, a $124,500 city contract was awarded to Sault-based Rainone Services to tear down a commercial building at 628 2nd Line West. The city bought the building last fall for $700,000. It was the home of Paw and Pet Food and Grooming and BST Pawnbrokers. The purchase was made as part of a planned Goulet Avenue reconfiguration project aimed at addressing long lineups of vehicles at the Goulet 2nd Line intersection. The original idea was to add either a right-turn lane or a roundabout at that corner. City councillors have so far not approved a design concept for the intersection. Rainone was the low bidder on the project, winning the job over Avery Construction Limited of Sault Ste. Marie, $133,126, and Green Infrastructure Partners Inc. of Markham, $127,000. S&T Electrical Contractors Limited landed a $6 million contract to upgrade the ultraviolet disinfection system at the East End Wastewater Treatment Plant. The plant's existing UV system has been discontinued and non-standard parts are no longer available. The equipment will reach the end of its anticipated useful life within 5 to 10 years. $185,116 will be spent to replace traffic signal controllers at 6 intersections throughout the city. Econolite Canada Inc. of Markham was awarded a sole-source supply contract. The city has used Econolite equipment for many years. They are familiar with and confident with its reliability, operation, and maintenance. Work Equipment Limited will be paid $183,168 to factory rebuild a city-owned trackless municipal tractor. Trackless vehicles are used by public works for clearing snow, winter sanding, sweeping of city sidewalks and other jobs. RF Contracting Inc. got a $174,390 contract to replace windows at Roberta Bindar Marina and Bay Street Active Living Center. A proposal from JTech Pro Shop to lease space at the John Rhodes Community Center was accepted by City Council. The lease will be for 5 years commencing March 1, 2025, and expiring May 30, 2030, with an option to renew for one additional term of 5 years subject to successful negotiation. JTech proposed variable rent payments for winter, September to April, and summer, May to August, setting the annual base rent as $11,560 plus HST, averaging $963 per month. Councillors agreed to close Gladwin Road and offer it for sale. City planners see potential for two lots, one with frontage on Grand Boulevard and a second with frontage on Wilson Street. Puck Transmission GP Inc. was granted a license to occupy city property on Yates Avenue for purposes of tree clearing. The clearing is needed for the new transmission line on Yates Avenue required by Algoma Steel to operate its new electric arc furnaces.